Really quick shout out to our sponsor, guys. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or your computer. Creation tools allow you to hit record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll even distribute your podcast for you so that it can be heard everywhere. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's party time here at Worst Bakers in America. Get ready for the cake-themed shenanigans. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Hey. Welcome back. It was a little hiatus we had, but we're finally back. Yes. Welcome back to Worst Bakers in America After Show. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. Tonight, we'll be talking about Season 2, Episode 2, Piece of Cake. We're going to get into Spiked Cupcakes, Dangerous Methods, of course, News and Gossip, our special segment, and some predictions. But I'm joined by my lovely co-host. We have Nicole Hutchins.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back.
And Chelsea Overrocker.
Hey, well, I'm excited to be back as well. I was going to say welcome back, but no.
Yes, we are all collectively back.
Yes.
It was quite a change, quite a change. But overall, what do you guys think? How are we feeling?
I like this episode much better than the first one. For me, of course, the first one was entertaining, but this one felt a little more entertaining. And I felt like we really got to see the progress of the bakers going along. So I enjoyed this one. I can't wait till we dive into it.
I agree. You get to see a little bit more of the personalities. Each one, they came out of their shell even more. But Nicole was saying, we get to see a little bit more of how they progress. And the people that were in the bottom last time around are actually making their way up to the top. So that is really, really good for them. I'm happy that they kept everyone around for this second episode.
Yeah, it's so interesting because though everyone still has a ways to go, you really could see the progress in just one episode. So I was super, just really happy at the outcome. I mean, granted, it's sad when people go home, but I think everyone came out better just from that one challenge last week. So sure. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into tonight's episode. As I mentioned earlier, it is cake themed. So first up, we had a game. What'd you guys think of it? Would you be able to identify what's in the box?
Oh my gosh. The first item that they had to touch, it honestly gave me chills. I had no idea what they were touching in that box.
Oh, the lychee?
Yeah,
lychee.
What is it? Lychee? Lychee. I didn't even know what lychee was until I started watching the show. I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of that before, which is why I love watching these shows, because you get to discover food that you haven't discovered before. I don't know. I mean, me personally, but I thought it was a cool challenge, a quirky challenge. I don't think I probably would have been able to guess a lot of that, the food that they were filling in the box, but I really thought it was a cool challenge, so I'm glad that they did it.
Cool.
Yeah, see, I definitely would not be able to. I would be the worst person at that. For the first, the light cheese, I would have probably thought it was mac and cheese, just the way it looked. Right. And it felt like it would be mac and cheese. That's what I would have guessed. And then they knock it all over with the walnuts. I was like, are they even going to get to it? I don't know. But no, it was a really fun, entertaining challenge. I personally wouldn't do good in that challenge, but it was fun to watch.
I feel like the only one I would have gotten is the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Because it has such a unique texture. And I was just like, guys, all these other things that you're guessing, it's clearly whipped cream. Fun fact, lychee is very tasty. One of these times we'll have to go out and try it. It's really sweet and has a nice gummy texture.
That's what they kept saying.
Almost gelatinous.
Yeah, they said, it's a sweet flavor. I was like, really? Yes.
Didn't they say it tastes like just pure sugar or something like that?
It is very sweet by itself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So one of these days I'll bring in some lychee.
Yes.
We can all try it together. Maybe not in that form because it looks a little gross.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I'm like, really I don't know. It looked like squid to me, to be honest with you.
It doesn't look like fruit, but it's really tasty. I promise you.
All right, we'll hold you up to that.
Yes. Oh, quick fact. I actually tried some passion fruit for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Fresh like grown, like organic grown. So it was really good. It looked gross, but it was very tasty. So,
you know, sometimes the grossest things, which I feel like fits in with the theme of the show, sometimes the grossest things on the outside are actually tasty and well done.
That's true.
That's very true.
Well, speaking of trying things, have you guys had spiked cupcakes before?
No. I wanted to try that. That was fun. The champagne, that really was good. I'm a huge champagne lover. Mm. So when they had that, I was like, ooh, that'd be good to try.
You know, I'm not a fan of alcohol. So when I hear spiked things, I'm like, okay, well, has it been cooked down? I don't really like, I don't know, I've never really had it. But I did have ice cream that I thought was just going to, I don't know. I just, when I hear alcohol and food, I think it's cooked down, but it was really, really strong. So I feel like these cupcakes were probably strong too.
Interesting.
But would you be willing to try it, Nicole?
I'm willing to try anything at least once within reason. Okay. Within reason. Now, I haven't tried a spiked cupcake, at least alcohol wise. I've tried something else spiked. I can say it, right? Because it's,
I mean, you're an adult.
Yeah. I can say edibles. Plus, we're in a state where it's legal. So, yeah. I tried it before. It was a horrible experience. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So if you do that, just be careful.
You can't say that you don't like it if you haven't tried it.
Right.
Good to know. Was there any cupcakes that we saw tonight that we'd be willing to try? You can't judge it based on the outside. I just talked about this.
I know, but it's hard not to judge a book by its cover. Based on just the surface, no. Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you.
None of them? Not a single one? It's okay. No judgment. No.
Yeah, those judges are brave.
Yeah.
Because when, like, some of them come up to bring it to them, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And wasn't it Drew who had, like, the whole golfing thing that he was so elaborate with it. He's like, I'm going to have them, like, the putt-putt here, and then, you know, they're just going to make it into the hole here. It's going to be all great. And I was like, oh, Drew, bless your heart. He tried so hard, but it just, they even asked, what is this a golf ball? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it was a little too complicated, and that's when people start to mess up. It's, you just keep it simple. Like, someone had a camping theme.
Melody.
Melody had a camping theme. Just have your little tent, your little triangle, and just keep it super simple.
Yeah.
That was one that I was willing to try. I mean, at the end of the day, you know it's all cake.
Right. You know it can't be too foreign.
Yeah, that is too terrible.
Right. Yeah. So unless we get into, well, we'll talk about it later, but unless some ingredients get mixed up, for the most part, you know what's in it.
Yes. The one thing I like about this challenge is that they allowed them to express their own, like, unique style. So they had to follow, you know, replicating the cupcakes that the host made, and then they had to come up with the other three for their own themed party. So I really thought that was nice, instead of making them all six of them just the host themed party.
Yeah, I like that too. Some of them are really hard to guess.
For sure.
I made like this little segment. It's called Lynette Moments. She was making me laugh.
Can't wait till we get to that.
But yeah, they were just like, oh, this is my theme here. It's the bridal party. And, oh, the diamond ring. Okay, I have no idea what this is. Are you engaged? No, not yet.
I love that she's consistent, though. From day one, she's out here. She's trying to find her mate, the love of her life.
Yes.
So I really hope that she finds it, whether on the show, after the show. I don't know. At some point, I really hope she finds that special person. But
yes.
You have your finger up. What's up?
Yes.
Hold on.
I just want to say we love Lynette. Lynette, we love you.
We love you.
Just sending so much love. We love your personality. I know last week I said you were a bit over the top, which I still believe to this day. But like Princess said, you know, you are consistent. And I understand you are trying to find a man, but one thing, if I can give a piece of word of advice, when you come off as not so desperate, you become more attractive. So you're already a beautiful woman, but when you know what I mean, just reel it back a bit, then your suitor will notice you more, because if you're giving out desperate vibes, it just comes off. Yeah. I don't know. It just, to me, comes off desperate.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You know? I hear it a lot.
Because she's, oh, yeah, she's always saying it. Yeah.
Sometimes when you're not looking,
exactly,
it'll come to you.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Well, hopefully, because I feel like these last two challenges, all of her, anything that she's had, it's been related to love and finding love. So hopefully in the future challenges, we'll start to see more of her and more of what she wants and just learn more about her other than the fact that she wants to get booed up.
For real.
Lynette, we're Lynette fans, though.
Yes, we are.
Well, speaking of, I'm personally a fan of Paul. I love his hair. I'm natural. And so his hairstyles just really inspire me with all the top knots and the side ponies. What'd you guys think of his fruit party? I feel like there were so many innuendos and he didn't realize it. Tell me, guys, what'd y'all think?
Paul, the fruit bowl. Every fruit has like their spirit, and I'm the banana. I just lost it at that. I was like, oh, Paul,
and
I love you.
And it was protruding as well.
Yeah.
I was like, Paul,
what is going on?
Oh my gosh. Paul. I thought the same thing, and I was looking at your facial expression, and I was trying not to laugh so hard watching it.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't understand a fruit party theme. I wasn't sure where he was going with it, but yes, there were a lot of innuendos. But honestly, when I saw it after he finished it, it looks pretty colorful. It looks pretty edible.
I just got the vibe that he's into natural sugar, like actual fruits, rather than sweets. But then you're on a baking show, so that kind of goes out the window, I suppose.
No, I enjoy watching Paul, and I love his hair. His hair is hot.
I was like, you gotta teach me how to do those up hairdos, Paul. Those are good.
I know. It's so effortless and tousled and
flowy.
Probably some sea salt from surfing or what have you. I just made that up. I watched Rocket Power, so that's kind of like my favorite reference for surfing.
Sea salt?
Sea salt from the water?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's funny. Yeah, no, cool. You're right. It's funny because a coworker came up to me today and was just like, I tried this new hairspray and has sea salt in it.
I guess it's a thing.
Yeah.
We'll have to start using some sea salt for our hair.
Some sea salt.
Luscious locks that Paul has.
Right?
Down in Newport Beach, is that what they're all like down there? Tell us.
Yeah, very laid back. You could tell even too, like we'll get on to a little bit later, but with his cake theme too. Just very like beachy vibes down in Newport Beach. When you go to Newport Beach, it's just very laid back. Everyone there is very nice, very chill.
I love it. Check it out. It's not a far drive for us, but if you're ever in the LA area, maybe you can pay a visit. But clearly we are all fans of Paul on the show, as well as a few others. But speaking of fans, Chelsea, do you have a special message for our fans?
I do. So before we get on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. And in order for us to grow, we ask if you could please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rate on iTunes, and leave us a comment. We just want to thank Marie and Kevin so much for making AfterBuzz TV because we're able to engage with you guys as the fans. So thank you so much for supporting us in what we do and what we love.
Thank you, lady.
Thanks.
All right, so tonight's episode, the main baking challenge, was mirror cakes, which I have never seen or heard of before, but I'm interested. I am intrigued.
Yeah.
For sure.
Someone out there make a vegan mirror cake. The challenge is out there.
Yes.
But guys, would you guys think, would you try it? Are you interested?
No.
Okay. She's like, nah.
Honesty.
Yeah. It looks beautiful. It looks tasty. But I was concerned about the artificial coloring. That's just too much for me.
Yeah.
Like too much sugar, too much artificial. I was worried about that. And then the gelatin. What do they call it? I forgot. Anyway, to make the extra
fondant?
I guess it's what it's called. But it's more so for the decorating, like to put little pieces on top of the cake.
The gum.
It's like gum. And I'm like, we can put that in our bodies? I mean, obviously it's edible. They wouldn't put anything that's not edible on a cake. But no, this challenge, I mean, when they came up with this, I'm like, are they ready to do a challenge like this? You know?
That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a really big challenge. But I'm glad they did it because I've never heard of a rainbow layer cake reflector. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was really, I think they did a good job given the fact that it was so complicated. Yes. To get the inside and the outside, right?
Yes.
It almost looks too pretty to eat.
Right, right. Yes.
I would try it, though, because I like pretty food.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, pretty food? Okay, I'll try it. Probably I'll try that one first before the cupcakes.
Mm,
okay. You know, I thought everyone, again, did really well on this challenge, given the fact that it is a little complicated, because they went from one extreme, like, to cupcakes, to cakes, you know, and especially a mirror one, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit challenging with the ingredients. But, no, I think overall I was impressed by everyone.
Nice.
Even though some of them were a little interesting to look at. But no, overall, it was good.
My only concern, and there was one person, I want to say it was Drew? Hmm. Question mark? There was one person, and that was my concern with the mirror cake, is how thick that outer layer is.
Yes.
Is it, like, gummy? Is it... Because if it's too sticky, then it's kind of disgusting, you know? And cake is already super sweet, which I'm a fan of what's super sweet. But then if you add that, it could really...
Yes.
I don't know. I'm a texture person, too.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I think that could throw it off for me.
Yeah, and with Drew, it was so raw that they couldn't even eat it. I don't think they ate his cake.
Well, there's a couple people I feel like had that raw issue.
Yeah, a lot of people had a raw issue this evening.
Yeah.
I would have been worried about my blood sugar spiking up. Like,
passing
it just
out.
Yeah, like, okay. That's too much sugar.
That's
I don't know.
Fair.
Yeah.
But they were beautiful. Some of them. Not all of them.
Okay. Well, speaking of some of them, not all of them, I wanted to get into, so, Dejanay. God bless her.
Yeah. I like her.
I like her as a person. I think she's super genuine. However, the knife situation. She has children. I am quite scared for them. Also, how did you not learn how to use a can opener?
Right.
Like, even if you don't have the electric kind, I get it. You know, get the old-fashioned one of those. But, yeah, what did you guys...
See, this is why I say stuff is always hyped up or over-exaggerated for a show. I just do not believe, as long as she's lived, and she's only 26, that she has never used a can opener. I'm sorry. I feel like it was just all for dramatic effect, which is fine because I believed her. You know, it seemed believable that she's never used a can opener before. And then when... Who helped her? It was... It wasn't Chris. Drew. It was Chris.
Yeah.
When Chris helped her, all of a sudden now she's a genius at it, and then she's helping Paul learn how to use a can opener.
She learned quickly.
Yeah. I'm like, goodbye. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm like, okay, this is almost like, is this real? Like, who has never used a can opener before? I mean, I rely heavily on frozen meals, sadly. But I know how to use a can opener.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I've even seen someone use a can opener.
Yes.
I remember there was a time in my life when I was young, I didn't know how to use a can opener, but I'd seen people use it.
Right.
So I figure I just got to line the can up, but it's something has to be turned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like, you didn't see your grandmother,
your mother.
Somebody.
If she went to college, her roommates using it.
Somebody.
We ate a lot of canned food, at least back in my day. In college days, we ate a lot of canned food. So.
It's okay.
We've all been there. I'm still there.
Well, I'm glad that Chris taught her and she can, whether we believe her or not, but she can forevermore open cans. And now the world is open to her because now she can open anything.
Yes.
I love that metaphor. Way to go, DJ.
Yes.
All right, guys. What were some of your favorite cakes? I will say that I did notice a theme. People just didn't cover the whole cake.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was like kind of dinging people. But at the end I was like, well, nobody actually covered their cake. So with that caveat, which ones were your favorites?
Okay. So I have to say Paul was my favorite, even though it was kind of gory. But it's fine because it's Paul. I also have to shout out our girl, Louisa. I really thought her mind, she loves beauty. She loves makeup.
Yes.
Shout out to you, girl. I love beauty and makeup, too. The Botox-themed party, I thought that was interesting. Louisa, I really want to know, like, If you throw a Botox party, I think I might come. Seriously. Yeah. I'll be at that Botox party. I'm going to ask her if she's ever had Botox.
Like, be there. I feel like it's an L.A. thing.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, for sure.
I want to attend because Botox is a huge thing right now.
Yeah.
So
I would attend that.
Yeah.
It'll be forever a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
It's yes. Not yes. But Paul's cake. Yeah. I mean, it looks good. Even the host, you know, she said it was thoroughly cooked. Looked moist. But goodness, that blood on that cake, though.
It's amazing how just gory. A well-done cake, like, how far that will get you, and it'll really make up for the bad presentation on the outside.
Yes.
It's like, as long as it's edible and it tastes good.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. The one reason I like Paul, too, is his design isn't always spot on, but it tastes good, and that's why he always keeps getting to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just work on the design.
Right.
Paul's there.
Presentation, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I also liked Melody's cake, too. I liked the theme.
Yeah.
I thought the colors were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm into colors. I'm one of those people.
Yes.
Even if the... I mean, I'm vegan, so I can't eat anybody's cake. But even if the inside doesn't look the greatest, at least you can take pictures of the outside.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, possibly for Instagram.
Yes. Hey, yes, exactly. Yes.
So I would
take
her cake just because I like the colors.
Yes.
Team Melody.
Team Melody.
There you go.
I'm definitely team Mary Catherine. Hers looked good. It just fits her personality, the pineapple, that southern hospitality. She always keeps the theme going on. And it, like, again, the judges were just amazed by how good it tastes. He's, like, moist and her face lights up.
Yeah.
Good and her face lights up. So, yeah, I definitely take her cake.
You could tell that Jason was really impressed. Like, he was very proud of her. His Southern Belle was just doing him justice.
Yes.
Right.
So that was really cool. So Paul and Mary Catherine ended up winning. Were you guys surprised? Do you think that it could have gone any other way?
No. Not in my opinion. No.
Okay.
You know, like the judges said, you know, their cakes tasted, it was almost spot on, you know. So even though the presentation wasn't spot on, as soon as they cut the cake open, I was looking, I was like, yeah, I'm not an expert or anything like that. But I can tell if a cake is, like, well done or if it's not. So, yeah, no, I'm not surprised at the outcome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. I am impressed, though, by Chris. He's come a long ways. He impressed me a lot compared to the first episode to now. Like, the Shrek cake wasn't bad, honestly.
No,
and
it wasn't.
He said it tasted really good, too. So, compared to the first one where, what was it, like, these cheese balls or something that were just completely flat on the pan, compared to a cake that actually rised and it turned out good. So, yeah, he impressed me the most.
Oh, yeah. He's good. And he didn't have a bad Shrek impersonation at all.
It was really good.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he was in a show and he played Shrek, so he kind of should have it on point, but still, pretty good. I think Mike Myers would be impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So those were tonight's winners. Unfortunately, we actually did have eliminations tonight.
Yeah.
First person I want to talk about is our fellow After Buzzer, Louisa. It was such an easy mistake to make, though. You know, if you're not paying attention, you're just grabbing things. You have the clicking talk. The ticking clock. I felt so bad for her. I think that it would have been really nice had that not happened. And even Lorraine said it wasn't as bad as she thought it could have been. You know?
Right. And her colors were, I thought they were really pretty.
Yeah.
Was it a mistake that could have been avoided? Yes, and I'll say why. Because as she was mixing her ingredients, and her intuition had already told her, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then immediately she just kind of brushed off like, oh, well, like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little bit disappointed in that, you know, because it just makes it seem like you don't take the challenge seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she didn't, but it just came off that way.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to have seen just a little more, like, I don't know, just care in terms of what she was doing. Because I think had she not had made that mistake, I think she may would have gotten past this challenge.
Yeah, I think I was a little shocked, though, that that she did get sent home. Because even though she did use baking soda instead of baking powder, it didn't taste that bad. So, again, imagine if it tasted good. It was just that one ingredient. So I was like, well, there's still potential there, but she's just going to have to bake us something now. We're going to have to try it.
Right. No, now you're going to have to come on here and redeem yourself.
Yes.
You're invited.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to miss her, though. I'm going to miss her personality on the show. And I felt like she brought something unique to the team.
Yeah, for sure.
And it really sucked that it ended up being between her and Dejanay.
It happens, but no, she definitely brought a lot of personality. Her cute little outfit, and then she had a little crush on Paul. So I'm wondering, Paul's in Newport, and she's in LA. He's not that far from us.
Well,
love connection there.
I know. I was hoping for more, but I don't know. I have to talk to her off camera and see. Did anything ever happen? Did you guys ever meet up?
We got to bring her on the show for an interview. Louisa, come out.
Come on. Come on the show. Yeah, we got to ask this stuff to her in person.
Yeah, right?
The other person who went home was Drew, which I was actually surprised because I think he did really well last week. So I don't know what happened if he just self-destructed. What'd you guys think really quickly?
I am kind of surprised he went home because in my opinion, I felt like he was progressing. And even in his presentation, it was progressing. And the judges could tell what he was trying to bake. You know what I mean? Like, you could see that. So, yeah, I am a little bit surprised that he was eliminated.
Yeah, I was really shocked with eliminations more for this episode. I felt like he definitely had potential. Yeah, it wasn't anything where the judges were like, what is this? It's not like it tasted awful. You know, just wasn't well done. It wasn't like it's awful. The presentation was actually pretty good. But yeah, I definitely know once he bakes things a little bit longer, he can make some really good stuff.
Yeah.
It can come a long ways.
Anything could send you home. So hopefully everyone else has learned.
Yeah. Right.
One slip up and that could be it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is episode 2. Thank you guys for, thank you for giving me your thoughts. And just let us know your thoughts in the comment section down below, too. I'd be curious to hear who's everyone's, fan favorite and what would you try. Have you had lychee? Please don't leave me.
Let us know.
Let us know in the comments down below. But next up, we have our special segment.
Yay.
We have expectations versus reality.
Okay, so with this segment here, if you guys are on Pinterest or you're on a website and you want to make something and you're like, okay, I'm going to take a picture of this and it's going to look good, and then you're going to actually make it and it looks a little bit different. Well, here are some few examples. The first one is mozzarella cheese bites.
Ooh, that looks
good. Yeah, I want to try it too. So that's the expectation, but then here's the actual reality. Kind of reminds me of what Chris did in the first episode. Just they did not use enough flour, and it's completely flat.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
So there's really no bite to it.
little round balls to... It looks like just melted... Literally cheese. Just melted cheese.
Yeah, burnt, exactly. Melted cheese. And you have to get a spatula to... Get it up. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, very that's too bad.
And then our next one here that we have is a cute Mickey Mouse pancake.
Oh, that's Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's something for the kids, something fun to have, get to wake up. But that is what you would want to make. But then, unfortunately, here's the reality.
Okay.
It's so simple to make. How did this happen?
Yeah.
You literally take three. I don't understand.
Well, what I don't understand is that they didn't even put the fruit on. At least you could do was to put the strawberry and the pineapple on. Like, they totally forgot the fruit on it.
No.
Yeah. It looks like... I don't know what it looks like.
Vomit.
It looks like a frog mixed with... a smiley face mixed with, I don't know.
It looks like one of those emoji cupcakes that DJ was trying to make on the show, and it just an emoji that looks wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wrong.
Some of it looks like older cupcakes that was combined with a new, pancake, rug cake, that was combined with newer pancake. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever had a mishap where it's like, oh, snap, I didn't use enough batter. Let me try and add a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that happened, or maybe, I don't know. It was so simple.
Or they tried to mix Bisquick with Aunt Jemima's You can't think I've done something like that before.
There's so many theories.
Yes.
Wow. But that is it for our special segment for this week.
Oh man, so bad.
Wow, how do you mess a pancake up like that?
I don't know.
Even I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I'm pretty bad at pancakes, but I don't think I would have done that bad.
It's how you pour.
No judgment.
Just pour in a circle. Pour in a circle, people.
Yeah.
Anywho, Nicole.
Yes.
You have some news to share.
Yes.
Please share it with our fans.
Yes, we got our music, our news music.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, you guys. So for our news, host Lorraine, and I did not know this, she has a beautiful daughter named Ella Balinska, and she happens to be an actress. But guess what, you guys? She is actually starring in the next Charlie's Angels franchise. So, congrats to her. And look at her photo. Look how beautiful she is.
She's gorgeous.
Oh,
my gosh.
When
you showed me before the show, I was like,
yeah, I was like, wow. And cool thing. So, I did some research. Now, I automatically assumed that she was the first Black Charlie's Angels. Not technically. There was an angel, I should say, that there was a TV series, basically. Mm. And that series was in 2010. And they had...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I never watched it.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they had a Charlie's Angel TV show. But technically, Ella would be the... I would say the first Black Charlie's Angels for a theatrical release.
Okay.
So we'll say that. Yeah.
First in its kind.
So congratulations to Ella. And let me just name off some actors that are starring in this next Charlie's Angels movie, which is releasing November 15th of this year, you guys. So take note of that. And so she's actually starring alongside, this is pretty huge, Kristen Stewart. Am I saying Kristen?
Kristen Stewart.
Naomi Scott is in it. Digimon Hansu is in it. Sam Claflin and Patrick Stewart. So those are just some of the names and actors that you can expect in the Charlie's Angels releasing out November of this year. So
that's a good cast.
That's a very good cast. I want to check it out now.
I'm sure she's a proud mama.
Yeah.
She looks like her. I could see the features too.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I thought they were almost sisters, to be honest with you, because her mom has this youthful look.
She looks very young.
Yeah, I would have never thought she had a daughter.
She has great age. Skin.
Yeah. She does have great skin. Yes, yes, yes.
Teach us our ways.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Black don't crack. Okay, no, I just had to say that.
It's going to get thrown out here somewhere.
I was waiting for somebody to introduce it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing the tea, the news, and gossip.
Of course.
All right, ladies, next up we have predictions.
Yes.
So next week it's circus themed. So I'm excited.
That should be interesting.
Right, it should be really cute.
Yeah.
Also possibly complicated. I feel like they're going to up the ante.
Yeah.
Because there's so many crazy things you can get at a circus.
Yes.
So they could really go. I mean, I saw cake pops. I've seen other shows. Apparently, they're really hard to make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
I think Mary Catherine is going to come out on top still. I think she does good jobs with her themes, and then I think it tastes really good. Paul, I really hope, Paul, for this one that you can be able to get it to look really nice, and maybe it'll still taste good because he has that thing going on. And one person who still keeps impressing me is Chris. I think Chris is going to come around and, you know, he might actually take the top. I would like Chris to win a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I think of a circus theme, the two people that immediately came to my mind was Dejanay and Lynette. Yeah. Am I saying that right? Yeah, Lynette. Yes. Just because Dejanay, I feel like she's really good with coming up with I feel like her work is eclectic. So she's always putting a bunch of things together. And Lynette, I can picture her doing pretty well with a circus theme, to be honest with you. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Okay. I think similar to Dejanay, I think Paul has this way of creating effortless good creations. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like he puts a lot of thought into what he's doing. He's certainly, I don't think he's really measuring, and I think he's just very carefree, and it works together. So I think that that works to his favor because he's not overthinking it. Mm-hmm. So I think that he'll probably do well. And I think that Melody or Chris could be a dark horse. I feel like they are ones to watch. So we'll keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on them, see what happens in the future.
Yes.
But anyway, guys, that is our show for tonight. Thank you guys for joining us. Ladies, where can we find you on social media?
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Nicole Hutchins, and you can find me across all social media outlets on at The Real Nicole.
And hey, you can find me on the Instagram at Chelsea Overacker or Twitter at Chels Overacker.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Princess Carol TV. It's Carol with two R's and two L's. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.